Hello, BB. How you going, mate?
Good. How are you?
Living my best life. Where are you right now?
I am in Portland, Oregon right now on the Jonas Brothers tour, and I think we're on show 40-something, something like that.
40-something shows? What?
Yeah, 40, I'm not sure what show it is, but it's a 40-something show.
That is amazing. Does it get tiring after 40 shows?
No, I think it's fun because the crowds definitely bring different energies. So, you know, it just depends on how I feel and it's a day. But it's funny how you could start telling after you do a show so many times when you're in a better mood or feeling better one day, depending on the performance. It's funny. Like, it really shows. But I'm the only one that can tell. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I hear you. What have the crowds been like on this tour? I assume the audience would be an interesting split on a Jonas Brothers tour.
Yeah, you know, the crowds are incredible. I mean, they're very loud. They're very supportive. And, yeah, I mean, it's been going amazing for me. I've been gaining, like, so many fans, and they're loving, and it's been fun. It's definitely a lot of females of all ages, actually.
That's so cool. Let's go back, like, 10 years. Did you ever imagine that you would be on a Joe Bros tour?
No, I can't believe they're back, and they're, you know, it's kind of like they're having such an amazing moment. I never thought that I would be back doing opening a Jonas Brothers tour. It's been incredible.
Let's talk about your song, You Can't Stop the Girl. It's a pretty special track. How did this one, you know, how did it come together?
I, you know, felt very empowered one day, and I went into the studio, and, you know, with everything going on in the world with women and the Me Too movement and just women in general, you know, kind of becoming stronger and speaking out. And, you know, I felt very empowered to write a song about, you know, how strong women are. And then my team decided to send it over to Disney because, you know, I don't know, they just felt like it would be a great movie song. And they loved the song. They sent it over to Angelina Jolie because she's in the movie, but she's also a producer, which is super cool. And she approved the song. And yeah, and just kind of all came about, and it kind of just worked out that way.
It's so cool knowing Angelina Jolie not only heard the song, but thinks it's good and wanted to chuck it in a movie. That must feel, that's the best.
Yeah, it's kind of amazing. Yeah, I never thought that would happen. So that's something really cool.
If it didn't end up in the movie Maleficent, would you have still put it out as a single?
You know, I don't know. I'm not sure, you know, because I was still working on my album. You know, I'm still working on my album right now. I like to write a whole bunch of songs, depending on how I'm feeling. And then I like to kind of, you know, then think about what I have and then create a story around it and try to really gather what I'm trying to say or what the mood of the album is. So I'm not sure. All I know is that it was a song that I loved at the moment that I wrote. Yeah. And, you know, I'm just grateful that it found a home.
So good. Let's talk about the album you're working on. We're very excited. What can we expect?
It's very vulnerable, but very edgy. You know, there's some songs that could be kind of offensive because I'm just really saying just and like whatever people say in private, I'm saying in my songs. I like taking risks and doing weird shit.
We love risks and weird shit too, BB. Good on ya. We are so excited to hear it. But this is a wonderful thing to have. In the meantime, we're going to get You Can't Stop the Girl on BB Rexa. Thank you so much for making time, baby girl.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.